Shall we begin with the liturgy together? Watch, wait, the day of God is at hand. Like the bud on a tree, God's possibilities are about to blossom. Stay awake, the reign of God is very near. We are here, watching and waiting with hope. So tell me, why are we here? We come together to seek God's presence. We come together tired, rested, sad and happy. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together with all our fears and hopes about who we are, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together to enjoy each other this day. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together this day to seek the Spirit of God, who gives us courage and strength to follow Jesus and live our lives as companions of God. We come together to seek God's presence. The Bible reading for this morning is Exodus chapter 19, and we're reading verses 1 to 13. And in the Bibles, it should start around page 76. On the first day of the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you'll be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words of the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "I am going to come to you in a dense cloud, so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you." Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Make them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day, because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Put limits for the people around the mountain and tell them, 'Be careful that you do not approach the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain is to be put to death. They are to be stoned or shot with arrows. Not a hand is to be laid on them. No person or animal shall be permitted to live. Only when the ram's horn sounds a long blast may they approach the mountain.'" So here we read that Israel moves from being a rescued group to a covenant people. God is consecrating them as his unique holy nation. In verse 6, we read that they are to be his kingdom of priests. They are called to represent God to the nations. He is setting them apart for him. And that's just something that really spoke to me when I was reading these verses, just that fact that we are set apart for God. But there's preparation involved, and they were told to wash their clothes. And this was, it was an outward sign, but it was also an inward sign of them preparing themselves, of them refining themselves, of getting themselves ready to be set apart. It was the entire community of Israel set apart to serve and to worship God, to be wholly devoted to Him. And God wants us to be part of His plan to bless others. And it's something as well that we read in 1 Peter 2. And I just want to read it from the Message version, just 1 Peter 2, verses 9 to 10. And it says, "But you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation, set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience His marvelous light, and now He claims you as His very own. He did this so that you would broadcast His glorious wonders throughout the world. For at one time you were not God's people, but now you are. At one time you knew nothing of God's mercy because you hadn't received it yet, but now you are drenched with it." We are God's chosen treasure. We are His treasure. We are called out of darkness to experience His marvelous light, and He claims us as His very own. And it reminded me of the song "Purify My Heart," which just speaks about us being set apart and just that declaration that we want to be refined and purified. So I'm just going to finish and play the song and just spend some time just listen to it. You're welcome to sing along if you'd like to. But yeah, just spend some time just with the Lord this morning. And when the song's finished, just feel free to spend a little bit longer in here. And breakfast will be downstairs. But let's just have some time. Just remembering that we are set apart. He's chosen us. Amen.